What's up, my friend? Welcome back to another episode here on Finding Direction. This week, we are going to be talking about how do you begin to change the beliefs that you have about yourself. This is going to be a massively, massively powerful episode. If you really allow yourself to dive in, there's going to be a few exercises that we dive into and things that I truly know can be really powerful in your life. So get excited for this episode. If you've had a belief that maybe hasn't served you, if you maybe, you know, have limiting beliefs that show up in your life, or you doubt yourself, or, you know, just other beliefs that don't serve you in achieving the things you want to achieve in your life, today we're going to explore how do you begin to change those things. All right. Now, before we dive into the episode, if you have not yet, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you can join us every single week as we hang out on this podcast together. All right, so let's dive in officially to 7 steps to changing a belief about yourself. Now, as we dive into this week's episode, one of the things you want to understand first and foremost is our belief system in our life ultimately dictates pretty much everything that we do in our life, right? The beliefs that we have about who we are determine the life that we live, right? One of my mentors once told me, and I think it's so true, that the strongest force in a human being is to live in alignment with who we believe we are. So if we believe we are someone who is not truly capable of XYZ, then we're never going to achieve XYZ because we want to live in alignment with who we believe that we are, right? So if you, for example, have a goal, and maybe you found yourself taking 2 steps towards it and 3 steps backwards, right? And kind of self-sabotaging. What that really is it is an indicator that underneath the surface, there's actually beliefs that are preventing you from achieving the things that you want to achieve in your life, right? Another example, and then we'll dive into the tactics, is maybe, you know, I work with a lot of people in entrepreneurship. And a lot of the things that sometimes shows up, people go, you know, I'm just busy, I don't have the time. But when we really dig into that, a lot of the time there's actually a belief underneath the I don't have the time of, you know, a fear. It could be fear of failure. It could be fear of rejection. And that belief system is what actually makes it so that people don't make the time. So I hope you start to uncover this, but really, really what you want to get before we dive into the 7 steps is the beliefs you have about who you are the things that sit behind the curtain. The beliefs are the things that pulls the strings in your life. Your beliefs are ultimately the reason why you do what you do. So what we want to look into is first and foremost, the first step when it comes to changing a belief about yourself. And what you want to understand as we get into the first step is that as you go throughout your life, as we all go throughout our life, we have different experiences in our lives that begin to shape our belief systems if we have those things happen in our life often enough. So let me share an example of what I mean by this. So, you know, one of the things I did at a workshop that I did, you know, this was actually a couple of years ago, is we all talked about this idea of communication. And often, you know, people grow up and they either go, oh, I'm extroverted and I'm really social, or I'm introverted and I'm just not as good with people, or I don't like talking to people, or I just, you know, am afraid to interact with people, right? There's a lot of different versions of it. But what we can start to see is that a lot of the times where, you know, you could say an introvert was born is if you go back into people's lives, and I had experiences like this myself, and it's part of what shaped me into for a long time being quieter and shyer, is as you go throughout your life, sometimes an experience you could have is, let's say you're in, you know, kindergarten, you're finally in a social setting in like the education system, and maybe you have a teacher that at the front of the room goes, hey, what is, you know, 2 + 2? Today we're doing some math. And you raise your hand, you're so excited, you're this little kindergarten kid, you're 5 years old, and you raise your hand and you go, it's 5. And you're so excited to share and try and attempt something and share your voice. And all of a sudden you hear everyone in the classroom laughing. And you hear the teacher go, no, it's not 5, it's 4. And all of a sudden, because of that experience, there is a connection that happens in your brain that all of a sudden goes, when I speak, I get embarrassed. When I speak, people laugh at me. And maybe the first time this happens, nothing, you know, quite happens. It doesn't quite wire it in because you haven't had experiences enough repetitively. But maybe then again, you know, fourth grade comes and you're in fourth grade and finally you muster up some courage. You go, you know what, today I'm going to share, you know, an answer that I have. And the teacher says something, you raise your hand, you try to answer it. And again, you're wrong. And people start laughing. The teacher maybe makes an embarrassing comment about you. And again, it begins to wire into your system. When I speak and when I communicate, it hurts. It doesn't feel good. And maybe, you know, finally one more time, fifth grade, you're going throughout your life. And maybe this time you're interacting with one of your parents and they get home from a long day at work and you're sharing something about what happened in your day. And your parent looks at you and they go, you know what, just stop talking. And whatever they say, the message you get from it is not that they had a bad day at work, not that maybe they're busting their butt to put food on the table for you, but the belief that you took from it was, wow, again, here I am sharing my voice and it's painful. So you know what? I might as well just be shy, quiet, and introverted throughout the rest of my life because it's safe. And all of a sudden, we have someone who has a belief that they are introverted, they're shy, they're quiet, they're not someone who really wants to, you know, talk often, because the belief system that sits under that is when I talk, it hurts. It equals pain. People are going to laugh at me. So it's better to stay quiet and be safe. So hopefully that gives you an understanding of how we go throughout life and we have different experiences, and those experiences ultimately shape our belief system. And the reality is that's not actually who we are. That's just who we believe we are based on the experiences that we've held onto. All right. One thing you want to understand is as humans, we do three things. We delete, we distort, and we generalize. So we have so many different experiences in our lives that if we remembered every experience we had, our brain would blow up. Like there's too much to hold on to. So our brain likes to distort things sometimes, it deletes some things sometimes, and it generalizes sometimes. And oftentimes we end up holding on to and remembering the things that have more emotion in them. So I know that was kind of a long explanation to kind of get to the point here in the first step, but really the first step when it comes to changing a belief about yourself is understanding that your beliefs are ultimately shaped through experiences you have in your life. So once you understand that, what we want to do in step two is I want you to pick a belief that you want to change about your life. Right? This could be a belief that you're not a confident person. This could be a belief like the story I just shared with you, that you're more shy, quiet, introverted. This could be a belief that you're not meant to be successful. But what is a belief that showed up in your life that is limiting you? And that's going to be actually probably step one, is figure out what is that belief that's not serving you in your life. Now, once you have that belief, and for now, just pick one, right? We all have multiple limiting beliefs that don't serve us. We all have tons of them. But for this process today, I want you to pick one of those things. And then if you want, you can come back through the episode and do it with the other ones and just continue to keep changing these beliefs that don't serve you in your life, all right? So first step, pick a belief that is not serving you in your life. And then the second step is I want you to go back down memory lane in your life, and you don't need to do it to an extreme extent. Like if there's some painful memories that you really don't want to go back onto, you don't need to like fully dive into that experience. But what you want to do is you want to begin to pinpoint what was a memory that started to create this belief system in my life, right? For example, maybe you just feel like, you know, you're never going to be successful and it's just not in the cards for you. And if you really go back and search down memory lane, maybe growing up, your parents made a comment to you at some point that said, you can't do that. You can't be that successful. It's not possible. It's not like people like, you know, from where we are, don't achieve that type of success. Or, you know, money doesn't grow on trees, right? That's a common thing that people maybe heard growing up. So what is a memory that you have where this belief either started or where this belief started to anchor in a little bit more. All right. And then what you can start to understand once you get that memory is really what you're beginning to understand is now that you know the memory, you can get clear and you can begin to understand why you have that belief in the first place, right? Remember, beliefs are birthed through experiences. I'll say it again. Beliefs are birthed through experiences. So once you begin to understand the experience and the memory that created that belief, really what it can start to do is it can start to actually separate this belief already from you because you begin to realize, wow, that belief isn't actually coded in me permanently for the rest of my life. I really just have this belief because that experience. And that experience created this belief in my life. So, wow, that's honestly can be really powerful. So find the memory, understand that's where the belief was birthed, right? Beliefs are birthed through experience. Now, once you have this one, what we want to do next is we want to change pages a little bit. And I want you to begin to ask yourself, what is a new belief that you want to install into your life? Right. This could be a belief that, you know, I'm a social person. This could be a belief that I can achieve success. This could be a belief that, you know, whatever the belief is, right? Money comes to me easily, right? Whatever the belief is, I want you to pick a new belief that would really serve you to get to this next chapter in your life, right? And once you have a new belief, what I want you to do is we're going to use this idea of beliefs, experiences, birth beliefs, right? And what we want to look at is step four, which is I want you to go back in your life now, again, down memory lane, and I want you to find a memory that showcases this belief happening in your life. So let me share an example from my own life. So I grew up, again, as the shy, quiet, introverted kid. I had some experiences similar to what I talked about earlier where I just, you know, kind of felt like growing up that when I shared my voice, it was going to, you know, hurt. It was going to not serve me in a good way. It wasn't going to bring positive things to my life. So I just stayed quiet for a good majority of my life. And when I went through this process originally that I'm sharing with you, a memory that I stumbled back upon when I was a kid was that my brother and I, we used to always build forts. And I have a specific memory where like it was my actual idea to build a fort. And so I shared it to my brother. I was like, hey, let's build a fort. And we ended up building this like epic fort, right? We had like pillows and blankets and, you know, the whole sort of fort that you probably picture in your mind when you think of like, you know, 7-year-olds making a fort. And so we made this fort and it was a really cool experience. And when I look back on that memory of my life, one belief that I can pull from that experience is that, wow, I actually shared my voice in that part of my life. And it led to a really good thing in my life. It led to some positive things. If I go further down my life, more down memory lane, I could look at another experience where when I was 19 years old, I started to do a lot of public speaking and it actually impacted people's lives in a really big way. And so I can go back to that experience and go, wow, okay, there, when I also shared my voice, it also created something really positive in my life. And not just in my life, it created something positive in other people's lives. So go back through your life and ask yourself with this new memory or this new belief, excuse me, that you want to encode into your life, what is an experience in your life where that belief was actually showcased, right? Maybe you have a belief that rejection is bad, right? You go, rejection's bad and you're an entrepreneur. Now, obviously, if you're an entrepreneur and you believe rejection's bad, you know, you can look at the coding on the wall, you're not going to be as successful because rejection is a part of entrepreneurship. But maybe you were rejected when you were younger and it really hurt and you associated rejection equals pain. So I never want to be rejected. So maybe if you went back down memory lane in your life, maybe there was a moment where, you know, you were doing something in your life and you got rejected 5, 10, 15 times. And on the 16th time, you actually achieved something that you really wanted to. And what that experience could birth, the belief, is that, wow, it actually took rejection to get to my goal. Like rejection's actually necessary. Like I would have never achieved that thing if I didn't get rejected. So rejection is actually a really powerful tool in my life. Maybe that's where that belief gets birthed, right? So Anyhow, I could talk and share a million different examples of this, but what I want you to do is go back through your life, go through your memory lane, and ask yourself, what's a moment in your life where you had a memory that could actually prove to you that this new belief is true? Maybe you feel like I'm not a confident person, but maybe you go back in your life and you realize, wow, there was actually this one point in my life where I was really confident, right? So use that memory to install the belief. Now, that's the first four steps, all right? First step, again, to recap, is we've asked ourselves, what is a belief that we want to change? Once we know that, we want to go back into our life and source, where was this belief birthed? What experience birthed this belief? Then what we want to do for step three and four is find out what's a new belief we want to encode into our life. And then number four, what's an experience in our life where that belief was actually true, right? We want to get some proof that this belief actually really does mean something. And if you go through that step and you go, there's not a time where this belief has shown up in my life, honestly, for this process, you could even really make it up if you wanted to, all right? But try and see if you can find a moment in your life, all right? Now, that's the first four steps. Now, as it gets to steps five, six, and seven, this is going to be a little bit of, we'll call it podcast homework, all right? And really what I mean by this is, if you really want to change some of these beliefs, it's not really something where you just snap your fingers and it's changed, right? It's, you have beliefs that have been encoded into your life for weeks, possibly more likely than not years, and really more likely even than that, probably beliefs that have been encoded into your life for over a decade, right? Maybe for some of us over two decades. So when you want to change these beliefs and you want to rewire these beliefs, it takes work. I mean, there's no way, shape, or form around that. If I could say, hey, you're going to listen to this podcast, I'm going to snap my fingers and all of a sudden, you know, everything's changed, that wouldn't necessarily be true, right? Yes, having an idea that beliefs are birthed through experience can help you sort of shake up some of these things, right? And shake up the old beliefs that don't serve you and birth the new ones that do serve you. But if you really want to serve it and change these beliefs, I would encourage you to take a little bit of time next night you have, next evening or next morning, and allow yourself to go through a visualization process that I'm going to share with you right now. And what the visualization process is for steps five and six, what you want to begin to do is, in step five, I want you to find a quiet place where you can just kind of be by yourself. And when you find this quiet place, what I want you to ultimately do is, you know, shut off the lights, close your eyes. You can put on a little bit of music if that helps kind of get into a meditative state. And what you want to do is, I want you to visualize two different scenarios. And, you know, you can go do this. For now, we'll walk you through this so you can actually experience this a little bit as you're listening to the podcast. But the two scenarios that we're going to visualize and talk through right now are what your life would look like with these two set of beliefs in your life. And so the first thing we want to do is, we want to look at this set of limiting beliefs that showed up in your life because of experiences you've had. And what I want you to do in the visualization process is, I want you to imagine that this set of beliefs is something that you can actually not change. It's fixed. It's not changeable. It's irreversible. That this is the way that you are, and this is how you're going to live the rest of your life, is with this belief system. And as you go throughout this visualization process, I want you to picture your life in 1 year with that set of beliefs, because remember, it's not changeable. And I want you to begin to ask yourself, in 1 year, when you have that set of belief systems, what does your life look like? And I want you to spend a little bit of time there, right? Maybe what opportunities have you missed out on? Maybe what joy have you not experienced in your life? Maybe what relationships have not come into your life because of these beliefs? And after you spend some time looking at it 1 year out, what you want to do next is, you want to visualize and ask yourself, what would your life look like in 5 years because you held on to this belief system? Because it wasn't changeable, it wasn't irreversible, that this is the way that you were born and there's simply nothing you can do about it. And in 5 years with this set of beliefs, right, of, you know, success is not possible for me, I'm not lovable, I can't be financially free, I'm just a quiet person, Right? What does your life look like in 5 years because of that belief system? Right? What opportunities have you missed out on? What things have you not experienced in your life because of this belief system? And ultimately, what things have you missed out on because of that belief system? And if you're listening to me now, I want you to start to think about this. And as you do this and visualize this, if you go throughout and really take some time to do that, I really want you to sit in that. And after you do 5 years, you want to spend some time looking at 10 years. In 10 years with this belief system, what would your life look like? What would you have suffered through, right? What experiences would you not have experienced in your life because of this belief system, right? And really allow yourself to take yourself there for just a moment and say, wow, with this belief system, that's what my life would look like in 10 years, all right? Now, after you're done experiencing that, what you want to do is you want to physically actually move your body and kind of shake that off, all right? So just do a little shake, maybe shake your shoulders, shake your body, shake your booty, and just kind of get that off of you, right? And what we want to do now is I want you to now take this new set of belief systems that you want to encode into yourself, and I want you to imagine that it's already done, that the new belief systems that you have talked about today, that they've already been put into your psyche. This is the way that you are. It's not going to change. It's not going to move. You are fixed, and this new set of belief systems is just the way that you are. Whether it's that money comes to you easily, whether it's that you are an extraordinarily outgoing and social person, whether it's that you are extremely going to be successful, extremely successful. And I want you to imagine that belief system is just the way that you are. You cannot change it. It's fixed. This is the way that you are. And as you see that, I want you to now take this belief system a year in the future with you. And as you take this belief system a year in the future with you, I want you to begin to ask yourself, what does your life look like in a year because this is the belief system that you have? What opportunities have you maybe created in your life? What relationships have maybe come into your life? What are the things that you've maybe accomplished because this is the belief system, the beliefs that you have about who you are? Because remember, the greatest power in a human being is to live in alignment with who we believe we are, and this is who you are. So what does your life look like in a year? Now, after you spend some time sitting in a year, I want you to now take this version of you 5 years out. And I want you to ask yourself now, with this belief system, what does your life look like in 5 years? Right? What's different? What are the things you're experiencing? Maybe are there places you've traveled to that you've always wanted to travel to? How has it impacted your family? If you have kids, how has it impacted your kids? And I want you to sit in that. Again, you can think through it right now, or after this, you can go through and visualize it. You can actually re-listen to this podcast and do it while you're visualizing. But what does your life look like in 5 years because of this belief that you've installed into your life? And after you spend some time, 5 years sitting there, one last time, we want to take this out 10 years. And I want you to begin to visualize and ask yourself, what would your life look like 10 years in the future? Because this is the set of beliefs that you have about who you are. It's fixed. You can't change it. The new set of belief systems is the way that you are, and there's nothing you can do about it. So in 10 years, what would your life look like? What are the things that would come into your life? What are the experiences that you have? What are the things you've been able to accomplish? Who are the people you've maybe been able to impact? And for just a little bit, I want you to really allow yourself to take yourself there and visualize and picture your life in 10 years and what it would look like because of this belief system. Sit there, experience it. And now what I want you to do next is one more time, I want you to just kind of shake that off. So physically shake your body. Maybe you got to shake your shoulders, shake your body, shake your booty. And what I want you to do now, and this is where we go into step six, is I want you to picture both of these experiences that we just went through, right? One experience being the limiting beliefs that you have in your life and what your life looks like in 10 years. And then on the other side is the version of you who has the new set of beliefs and what your life looks like in 10 years. And as you sort of see those two futures, those two versions of you side by side, what I want you to do next is I want you to make a decision for the version of you that you want to pick, for the set of beliefs that you want to choose in your life. You have 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. Okay. So hopefully you picked a version. Now, what you want to do next is we are going, and again, this is really where if you're visualizing, it's going to be a lot more powerful. If you're just listening, again, it'll still be powerful. But what I want you to do is I want you to physically take your hand in front of you, and I want you to imagine having an invisible Frisbee. And this Frisbee is the most incredible Frisbee that's ever created. This thing flies literally millions of miles if you throw it, and you've been gifted this Frisbee by me. All right. And when you have this Frisbee, what I want you to do is I want you to take the belief systems that you do not want to choose, and I want you to take it and I want you to attach it to the top of that Frisbee. And then with the invisible duct tape I've also given you, the extraordinary strength duct tape, I want you to tape that belief system to that invisible Frisbee. All right. So for you, again, you have the old belief system, the new beliefs. I want you to tape whatever one you do not want to that invisible Frisbee. And then what we're going to do in just a moment on the count of three is I want you to take that Frisbee, and as hard as you can throw it, I want you to release it towards the sun, and we're going to let it fly into the sun to evaporate once and for all, to let this thing go, because it is something that is not serving us in our life. So again, strap it, get your duct tape to it. And on the count of three, all I want you to do, again, if you're visualizing, rock on. If you're just listening to me, you could still do this. But on the count of three, I want you to take that Frisbee and just visualize, or physically do it with your hand, actually, throwing it into the sun. All right, let's do this on the count of three. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Take it. Imagine releasing it into the sun, and imagine watching it ascend into the sun until it hits the sun and it entirely vaporizes. It's gone. The old belief system that does not serve you is no longer here. You've set it free. You've allowed it into the sun to forever be gone. And what we want to do now is step 7, which is essentially your daily mind workout. And what it is that now that you have this new belief system you've taken on, what we want to do is we want to continue to code this belief system into ourselves over and over, day after day, so it becomes stronger. And the way that we're going to do this is if you study the mind and something they call neuro-linguistic programming, like neuroscience, how our brain works, is we remember things more vividly when we picture them closer to us. And when we actually picture ourselves in an experience. So as you go throughout the next 3 days, let's say, try this, what I want you to do is, rather than bringing that old memory close to you that coded your old belief systems, because maybe that was something that you actually put yourself through pretty regularly, now that it's gone in the sun, what I want you to practice every day is practice reliving that old memory that coded your new belief system. So again, for me, maybe this is the moment when I told my brother I wanted to build a fort, and it led to this really cool thing because I shared my voice. So what I'm going to practice over the next few days is continuously visualizing and seeing myself share my voice with my brother to build a fort, and re-encode in myself that when I share my voice, aka my new beliefs that I want to encode, that it leads to something incredible. So again, over the next few days, all you want to do is keep that memory that you have that reinforces your new belief system close to you. Think about it, picture it, visualize it if you need to. Imagine yourself even reliving that experience. And as you relive that over and over and over, what it's going to do is it's going to continue to enforce this new belief system that you want to build into your life. All right. So those are the 7 steps to change a belief about yourself. I know that was a mouthful. I know we dove into quite a bit there, but I really, really hope that you take some of this stuff and apply it to your life, right? Again, if you really want to maximize all of this, go listen to this podcast. Again, take steps 5, 6, and 5 and 6, and visualize it. Listen to the podcast. Let me guide you through that process as you re-listen to the podcast. And if you do that, it's going to make this even more powerful. But regardless if you do that or not, I want to say thank you so much for hanging out with me on this episode. It really, really means the world to me. As you've heard on our last solo episode, this is going to be One of a handful final solo episodes that we're bringing to you on this show. Episode 400, we're going to be, for the moment, kind of putting a pause on the show. And so, again, as I echoed in the last solo episode, I really want to say thank you to every single one of you from the deepest place of my heart and my soul. Whether you've joined us and this is the first time you've ever joined us, whether this is the 300 plus time that you've joined us on the show, I really want to say from my heart to yours, thank you so much for your time, your energy. Thank you for your commitment to yourself, to being willing to grow and work on the hard things, because, you know, it's one thing to talk about growing. It's another thing to really work on yourself and put in the work. So if you've been putting in work to become a better version of yourself, I just want to say congratulations. I am your biggest, biggest fan, and continue to push the needle forward. Continue to dive in the journey of self-growth and self-development. Warren Buffett said it. I'm going to echo it. He said the best investment you can make in yourself is the best investment you can make is in yourself. That could be with money in yourself. That could be with your time in yourself. But if you are on this journey of becoming a better you, I am just so proud and honored to be part of your journey. So thank you so much for joining us on this episode. I hope you apply these things from today. Let's encode and change some of the beliefs you have about yourself, because my friend, I promise you, when you begin to change the beliefs about yourself, everything else in your life begins to change. All right, my friend, have a beautiful, wonderful, incredible, outstanding rest of your day. And I will talk to you on the podcast soon. Take care.